You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainmentaholics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We are your hosts, Jennifer DeVoe Muse, James Muse, I think is, well, trying to take a nap. Together we are Jenny and the Muse. Hey, he works third shift on Tuesdays. Let's not go there. Anyway, and of course, we also have author extraordinaire, China Myers.
Hello, radio host.
Hell yes. And then we also have, well, if he joins us today, we'll see. Oh, there's the Muse. If he joins us today,
what's up?
We have, hi. How are you?
I am awesome. What about you?
I'm doing fine. Hello, everyone in internet land. How is everyone doing today?
Awesome.
Anyway,
can I get a fine? How do you do?
Yeah, okay. So anyway, if he joins us, we'll see. Anyway, fitness trainer and health segment guy, Derek Webb, maybe he'll join us, maybe he won't, maybe he's having problems with his fucking iPhone. I don't know what's going on, and it is what it is. There's always something going on here in today's Real Talks, whatever. And of course, we have missing in action as always, because, well, she's always quiet, always sitting in the corner, and she's always at work lately, so that would be Tashina Saunders, a.k.a. Silent Giggles, a.k.a. Ride or Die, T-Dog, T-Dog-a-Rooney, or, as I like to call her, my lesbian. Figure it out. She's a black lesbian.
Oh!
Anyway. Steve, lesbian. Anyway, we syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Deezer, Radio Line, Podbean, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify, Castbox, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, GM7, Sirius XM Radio, and Audible. And God only knows what other fucking foreign sites that it's on somewhere, somehow, and I don't know.
We are everywhere!
We're fucking everywhere. Anywhere you can hear music or see videos or podcasts or whatever. We're on fucking everything. Distributed by, of course, Sony Music Entertainment.
Sony!
Exactly. Sony. Publishing. The Orchard by Sony.
Sony again. You're awesome.
Exactly. Art 19. And of course, my favorite, 5050 Global Music Inc. And get a water. Oh, wait. Product endorsement. You're not paying me for this shit. Fuck you. Say, oh, I'm going to promote a company or something, but still, I love Monster. But we manage the following bands or artists. Well, of course, we had Freak Show from San Diego, California on our show last Wednesday.
September. They were awesome. They were
to
so
Michael J. Felder. Love you, bro. And new lead singer said,
"You're breaking up."
Let's see, Freak Show, and you check them out everywhere where you can listen to music, like on everything. We have, let's see, Potty Mouth, Black Sabbatha, Don Marlowe, Cleaver from Santiago, Chile. They're like an alternative band. We got Band Family from Bakersfield, California. Wicked Star from Los Angeles. Of course, author, Chyna Myers. Woo! We've got... they're awesome. And of course, Freak Show, like I mentioned. And then Berserk. Check out Berserk. They are fucking incredible. And if you live in the Los Angeles area, go see them on Friday, September 24th.
They're really good.
On Cherokee Boulevard. Check it out. Yeah, they're really fucking good. And just check them out. Dwayne Phelps, really great people, really great band. If you live in the LA area and you go to Bordner's or AKA Bar Sinister, which it is on like Wednesdays, I think, and Saturdays. Bar Sinister, shout out to you guys. And he is the like the bouncer, I believe, there. Security, I don't know. He's a really great guy. And Berserk is just a really incredible band. Listen to their music. You can see their music videos on YouTube. But they're really good. Then, of course, we have, actor, producer, and radio host, Derek Webb. From New Hampshire, and hell yeah. And then check out Thomas the Red. He is a comedian. Fucking amazing, dude. This guy is hilarious. I laugh every time I see him. And then today's guest was supposed to be Bo Kills. And apparently his music videos are just a little too graphic for us to play on Facebook because this would get banned, and we don't want that. So, yeah, we don't want our shit getting banned on Facebook or suspended for a while. And we
you don't
sure
want to go in Facebook jail.
No, and I don't want LA Talk Radio getting suspended, their account getting shut down because we played some shit that was a little too graphic. It is what it is. Go check out his YouTube channel. He is a V, capital V, O, and then K is big, and then I-L-L-Z, Bo Kills.
V as in Victor.
Yes, V as in Victor. And really good artist, but yes, he is, stuff is, can be a little graphic with some of his imagery. Even I was kind of a little bit, is this going to go?
I know. Yeah. I think Victor, I closed one eye when I was watching the video.
Right. And then he was on American Idol. We could talk about it. I just can't like show the video because it's copyrighted and we don't want to get sued or have any issues from whoever the fuck, whatever company, whatever fucking network, goddamn American Idol was on in 2019.
Yeah.
We don't want to get sued by American Idol or Ryan Seacrest or whoever the fuck. I don't know. But anyway, go check out, like I said, if you go to YouTube and go to Vote Kills actual YouTube channel, which I've shared the link in our Facebook post today. Just check out Jennifer DeVoe Muse, M-U-S-E, on Facebook. And you can see my post from today. And it has a link to his YouTube channel and everything like that. And but go check it out. He has like a little thing there where he was featured on American Idol in 2019. And he's like a creature artist. It's hard to explain. He howls at the moon like a werewolf or some shit. I don't know. And he wears masks and he's very unusual. He scared the shit out of Katy Perry.
And probably me if I met him.
Oh, and who was the, oh God, I don't remember who it was at the time. Oh, in 2019, I can't remember who it was. There was another judge on there. I don't remember.
It was Katy Perry. Who's that black guy?
Yes, that's the one, the black dude, but I can't know who it is. God damn it. It's going to drive me nuts. Those two were super shitless and really, like, literally hid under the damn desk when Bo Kills came. And he's one of the nicest. Dude, he's one of the nicest fucking people on the goddamn planet. But he literally.
Easy, and I was scared.
He invented his own style of music. Like, it's not, nobody else does what he does. And he can be featured on, like, horror movies and, like, soundtracks. He just did a song recently with Run DMC. I guess it was on American Idol. And Ryan Seacrest did an interview with him on American Idol. And then Ryan Seacrest also talked to him. And they showed video clips from American Idol on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon, they talked about it on there. as well. So he's been featured on a few things.
He's very unique.
He is very unique, and he's a really nice guy. Check him out, Ethan. His real name is Ethan Fingold, but it's vocals. He's one of the nicest dudes. He's from New York originally. He's done a song with one of my artists, Star Daddy. He did a collaboration with Star Daddy.
Oh, okay. And, Angel, I gotta check that out.
And I think Angel Nightmare was on there also. And they're really good. There's a lot of really great artists here in LA. But we also have.
I couldn't find the thing you said with Ron DMC. I couldn't find that.
Not yet. I don't think it's out yet.
Oh, like okay.
It's something that is in the process of being finished or whatever. Gotcha. Yeah. So it's, you know how it takes a little while to complete everything and whatever. Yeah. Editing and blah, blah, blah. Well, yeah. In that case, we also have Star Daddy. And then we have Nola Star, Mortis the Devil's Reject, which we literally just saw like. Him and his wife, Lillian Sin, or also look her up by Lillian Mortis, Mortis. If you live in the LA area, come on down to Green Yellow Vision. Go on there. There's an address on, is it Hollywood Boulevard? Maybe, or something. Yeah. Hollywood. It's on Hollywood Boulevard. It's down past Western, or is it east of Western. If you go down there, you can't help but see it. There's a goddamn bunch of people out on the sidewalk. There's like people everywhere. This place gets fucking packed. He literally has a downstairs studio. This is shout out to Green Jello, the amazing punk rock band from the 90s. Our friend and buddy, Bill Manspeaker, lead singer of Green Jello. We love you. I love always hanging out with him down there. They sit there and they film like music acts, and it's like it's really a lot of fun.
It sounds cool.
A lot of the people I manage end up playing that.
Oh wow!
My bro, I always talk about my broski from another hoski, Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions. I also work with him. I'm very honored to work with him. Also, I love working with Nathan. Really great guy. He's like become like a brother to me. He's family. Love the dude. And I always want to see nothing but success for him. I always wish him nothing but success because he's a good dude. And we're putting on a show. Speaking of that, we've got a show coming out on Wednesday, September 22nd. Come on down to the Whiskey A Go Go in West Hollywood, California. That's the world famous Whiskey A Go Go, where many bands have launched their careers, such as they got their starts there: Guns N' Roses, Motley Crue, Metallica, and a lot of other LA bands, LA based or near here bands. A lot of bands.
So it's really popular. Their start there.
Yeah, it's been around since the 60s. The venue's been around forever. This guy who owns the Whiskey also owns the Rainbow Bar and Grill.
Mm.
So, and I think, I'm not sure if they still do or still did, but they also owned the Viper Room, I believe. But that might have changed hands again. Who knows? There's a lot going on here in LA, like the music venues trying to stay open, stuff like that. But we also have, like I said, Mortis the Devil's Reject. He is doing all the singing. Come on down, like I said, Green Jello. Just hit up Mortis the Devil's Reject. Hit up, like, the Green Jello page. There should be an address on there that's going to tell you where to go. So it's Green Jello Vision. Go there. It'll be an announcement for this week's performance this Saturday. The 11th. Like I said, on Hollywood Boulevard, there's an address on there. And you go check out the address. Then come on down. It's a free show. It's a lot of fun. A lot of alcohol and weed being passed around. I did not say
that. I was thinking that.
it's like Vegas, but in a very small setting.
Cool.
And if you're lucky,
I've never been to Vegas.
If you're lucky, you too can run into Andy Dick.
Yeah. Oh man, I would love to meet him. Wow.
I was hanging out with him a few weeks back.
Oh my goodness, he's so
Him and
funny.
his assistant, he's fucking nuts.
Is he funny in person too?
Yeah, unless he keeps asking you, "Hey, where's the cocaine?" I'm as being jealous as Andy Dick. In fact, I have Andy Dick's number in my phone now, and I also have his assistant's number. So I'm
Get
gonna hit
out.
up his assistant and try to get him booked for the radio show. Fuck yeah. Have a lot of
Yeah,
fun. You know what I'm
seriously.
saying? It's gonna be a lot of fun. So I can't wait to get him booked. He said he was down. So because I manage, he knows Lily and Mortis, and then he also knows Mortis the Devil's Reject, and he knows Bill Mann, speaker from Green Jello, and all that stuff. So he runs in some of the same circles as me. And he's also in one of my buddy James Balsamo's movies called Hollywood Werewolf.
Wow.
So Andy Dick kind of runs in my circles, which is hilarious. And I've always wanted to meet the fucker
Yeah.
because I love him.
I
Just, he's
know.
hilarious.
He is
He's fucking hilarious.
hilarious.
And if you remember recently, we also had Fallen Fury. Oh, God damn it. Where'd it go? If you remember, we also had Fallen Fury on our show.
Yeah.
So that wasn't that long ago, and a lot of fun. They're going to be playing at our show, speaking of that again, at the Whiskey,
I hope
September
they come
22nd.
on again. They were nice.
Yes, very nice people. They're from the San Luis Obispo area, which is about 4 hours north of LA, 4 hour drive. And then they are also going to be playing the 8 to 8:30 p.m. slot on Wednesday, 9/22, September 22nd at the Whiskey A Go Go. So come on down. It's going to be a Youngblood Productions with Get Real Global Entertainment production. And it's gonna be a lot of fun, and we're gonna put on a great concert. And maybe if Nathan will allow me, I can maybe announce some stuff from
That'd
the
be
stage.
cool.
I've always wanted to announce shit from the stage of the Whiskey. I've
Yeah.
announced things at the Rainbow Bar and Grill now. I've announced
Did
bands
you?
there. Yes, I've been. Oh, I throw my own. I used to throw my own shows at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. I'm
Oh,
hoping to do so again here very shortly. So we'll see what happens with that. But speaking of that, I used to book my shows through my buddy Nick Fuoco from Metal Mayhem, and it used to be Metal Mayhem Mondays and Tuesdays. Now he does like Metal Mayhem Saturdays at the Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood. So it's a little different, but same premise, metal bands. You know what I mean?
was that cool announcing like that?
And it's a lot of fun. Oh yeah, I have a lot of
Yeah.
fun. I announce from the stage. Whatever. And then I announce also I open for the band. It's a Vietnamese metal band by the name of Da Vang. And come on down to the Viper Room. I have tickets to give away, people. If you live in the Southern California area or the Los Angeles area, and you're a Da Vang fan, that's spelled capital D as in David, A, and a capital V as in Victor, ANG. Check them out, Da Vang. The primary three members on in the front are all Vietnamese.
Cool.
Amazing guys, love them. They're like family to me. I love these fucking
Cool.
people. I really do. They played some of my concerts. I go see them anytime I can. I go and they're in the playing in the LA area. I fucking go to see them.
I hear
And
you.
now they've honored me by asking me to introduce them at the Viper Room. Whenever they play now, so that's awesome. So I announced them last month when they played there, and then they're playing again this coming. It's in two in a week and a half, I guess. It's Saturday, September 18th, at the Viper Room, and I believe they play at 8 p.m. So come on down to the Viper Room. I have tickets to give away. So hit me up on Facebook or whatever. Just hit me up, Jennifer DeVoe Muse or Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, any of my pages like that, Get Real Global Entertainment, any of that stuff. Hit me up and send me a message And we're going to do ticket giveaways. So we'll do couples, you know, like sets of two. So I have some tickets to give away. Hit me up and you could win some tickets. But hey, it's the Viper Room on a Saturday fucking night. And it's a free show.
Make sure you get the Muse to videotape you so I can see that. Because that's probably shit. That's probably awesome.
Yeah, I'll send you. There's a, he videotaped me last month.
Okay.
So yeah. I should be on there. But yeah, I always have him videotape. And we also do the entire performance that they do. Cool. Also. Yeah, so it's really awesome. And then, of course, we have a Borderline Radio Show with your DJs, Carol Dyack and Bruce Blaine from Italy. Check out their radio show. You can check it out on our channel on Spreaker, Get Real Global Radio. Just go to Get Real Global Radio, and you can see all of our podcasts on there. The stuff that we work on, like Jenny's Real Rock or Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, or we also have the Borderline Radio Show episodes from that as well on there. So really talented. They play all the best in trap, dance, and pop music from around the world. So artists from everywhere, which is really awesome. So
yeah.
That's a little bit different. Something different than even we play, you know? So I like to keep it fresh and keep it different. And then, of course, check out Burn the Ships. They are from Bakersfield, California as well. And really awesome new metal. So they're like a cross between, metal and rap, kind of, you know, hip hop.
Yeah.
And then we have Aussie Train. And that's a female-fronted Ozzy Osbourne tribute. And then we have Jane's Addicted, which is a female-fronted Jane's Addiction tribute. And then we have Boffy, really incredible. Oh, my God. This guy is amazing. Freak show performer. Fire, anything you can think of. This guy does everything. And really talented. Check him out. B-I. And then, of course, we have Lucas Humphrey. He's also with Green Jello. And you could check him out. Sometimes he... last time we sang along with him as he did his rendition of Like a Rhinestone Cat.
Get out.
And I shit you not. It was fucking awesome.
I would have loved it.
And everybody was singing along like it was karaoke.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun.
I was going to say, it sounds like a good time.
It is. How can you pass up alcohol, weed, and craziness a short span of time? So yeah. This Saturday night, come hang out with Jenny and the Muse as we do our tour of Hollywood. First, we're going to hit up Green Jello Vision, where we can see awesome people like Green Jello, maybe Andy Dick if he's hanging out, and of course, Mortis the Devil's Reject and Lillian Mortis. And God only knows who the fuck else will be there. A bunch of our friends always show up or something, and it's crazy. So get ready for that. And then we're going to make our way over to the Troubadour, where we will see Circle the Earth. Come check them out. Like I said, free concert. Free. Can't pass up free on a Saturday night. At the Troubadour, which is a world famous venue, and come check it out. It's a huge venue, and it's one of the like old school ones that's been around forever. And come on down, see a piece of history, see a piece of music history, and also see a free show where you could see Circle the Earth, which is a concept band. They do like pop and dance, maybe a little bit of soul, R&B, kind of like, you know, like it's like a lot of influences like that. And it's really beautiful music. And it's people from all over the world, literally. That's why it's called Circle the Earth.
Wow.
Because there's people from the LGBT community. There are people from all colors and walks of life.
Wow.
And from different countries.
Yeah, that's a perfect name for it, then.
So it's a beautiful concept. And they did this because they wanted people to understand that everyone should be included. Everyone Amen. Should be embraced and loved and appreciated. And that's what matters. Amen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So shout out to Michael McBay. We love you and we love the band and we can't wait to see you this this Saturday night at the Troubadour. And again, they play at 10:30. So come on down. Free show at the Troubadour.
That's can't what's pass up. It up.
It's a fucking Saturday night. And I just mentioned two free shows in fucking LA. Especially, you know, so if you go to Green Jello Vision, don't cost you nothing. You might get lucky and catch the bottle as it's going around. I think they have a bucket of beers. Maybe
no.
You might get a beer.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bucket of beers.
Hey, question.
Might be able to do BYOB.
Question. You got to have burn the ships on the show because they sound really awesome.
Oh, yes. Yes, they are amazing, and I am trying to get them on. We're working on, like, getting to make sure to get some music videos done and some other stuff, and they're a newer, you know, band.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get them to play. Hopefully, if we have when we have our next date at the Whiskey A Go-Go, which might be in October, nothing is definite yet. Nothing is set in stone as far as the date and everything else goes, but we're trying to get another date in October at the Whiskey A Go-Go. It'll be like a Wednesday again.
Yeah.
So, like, if Burn the Ships could be on there, we're working on getting them to come down and perform because they really are incredible. I love their music. And,
yeah, they sound all right.
Different sound. I've had them on the show before.
Oh.
I'm not sure if it's labeled, but I will find it and send you the link
okay.
to that specific interview so you can hear some of their songs. But I believe they might have some songs uploaded to YouTube. I'm not sure. I don't know if they have any videos yet. But these are works in progress, and I, as their manager, I'm trying to get these things facilitated for them.
Well, I have every doubt you will. One more question. You know me, I'm the question girl.
Go for it. Go for it. Okay. Ask me, ask away, woman. We still got like 20 fucking minutes to do.
Jared.
22 minutes. 21.
Jared Clemens. You got to get him on the show.
Okay, let's work. Let's do this.
Let's do that. I mean, how are we going to do it?
All we have to do is find out his PR person or his contact information, like his press person, his, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like whoever handles his PR, like his press stuff.
Right.
So that way, it's like a media request.
Okay.
Like they'll be like, oh, like it'll either say media requests or PR or whatever. And it's like, and then you just send an email to them. Saying who you are, what show you're with.
Okay.
A link, you know what I mean? Like, oh, we're on this radio station and this thing and that thing, and we're distributed by Sony, whatever. You know what I mean? You just put like a little form letter together and you say, we would really love to interview you. We can send you our available dates.
Okay.
Once, you know, you know, spoken once we've gotten, you know, spoken.
I'm gonna do it.
That's the biggest thing. And you're a radio host now, so you can make media requests, you know what I'm saying, on behalf of our show. You just ask me, hey, what are our available dates? I send you the available dates, and then you just book it, and then make sure you let me know immediately so that I can mark it off in my calendar.
Cool.
That been booked so that I can go on to the next date to get that booked.
Right. All right. I'm down.
I just go until I fill in the fucking whole calendar.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you. That's the way to do it.
And I mean, very soon here in the next month or two, we're going to have a reality TV star is going to be on our show.
Who's that?
We're also, wouldn't you like to know? He is from such hits as I Love New York, which is a spinoff of Flavor of Love. If you've ever seen Flavor of Love with Flavor Flav, you will remember from seasons one and seasons two, the character New York.
All right.
Or Tiffany, I'm trying to remember her last name. I can't think of it right now. But Tiffany, and she is also like, oh, and then this guy is also, his name's David Ackerman, A-K-E-R-M-A-N. And he is known in reality television as 12-pack.
Okay.
He literally has a 12-pack.
He literally does.
Fuck, I'm not shitting you, dude. A fucking 12-pack. This motherfucker will take his shirt off on national fucking television on VH1, because this was all on VH1. Both of the shows that are all the shows I think he's famous for were all put on, produced by VH1.
Okay.
So if you go to VH1, just look up like Flavor of Love. So just look at I Love New York. So he was on I Love New York, I Love Money, and then he was also on Daisy of Love, which is a spinoff of Rock of Love with Throb Brett Michaels, who is the lead singer of the band Poison.
Okay.
From the 80s, the hair band. So if you
I
know
hope he
Poison,
shows his 12 pack.
12 pack's been on a few, you know what I mean? But most, I think all of them or most of them were put on by that. But he also has his own podcast.
Oh.
So his podcast, just type in David Ackerman. And you can find him on, he's also on Instagram. And check him out, and you can go and see all the stuff that he's been on, and you know what I mean, his podcast and everything. He's been in the industry for a very long time, so we're talking almost 20 years or so, at least, you know. So he's been around a while. And he's really popular, especially with the females.
Cool.
You know, 12 pack.
I wonder what he's
he made it to the fucking end. He always dude, he usually makes it to the goddamn end of the fucking show too. Like he's competing over these bitches' love, you know what I mean? Like he's competing with all these other dudes to get the woman, you know, like the bachelorette or some shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And there all these dudes are like competing to get this one woman and you know, it's hilarious.
Hilarious.
He always makes it to the end, but he never wins. It really fucking sucks. I love the man. I really love him, but he's very endearing and has a great personality, and he seems like a really genuine, nice guy, and I believe he's from New Jersey, so really nice guy, so, you know, so he's coming up, I believe in October, so,
cool.
And then we have a former, let's see, we got some really interesting guests coming up over these next few weeks. We have, let's see, next week on Wednesday, September 15th, we've got the Guitar and Whiskey Club, incredible, like hard rock band, that has their own music out. Go check them out. I believe they're on YouTube and anywhere you can listen to music, Guitar and Whiskey Club. They're on, Facebook, or I believe they're on Instagram. They're like everywhere. And really great music, and they put on an incredible show on stage. I saw them at the Whiskey A Go-Go. Really hardworking people, and the lead singer's a female, so high energy, really like puts on a really amazing show. Check them out, and they've got some hopefully concerts coming up in the next few months, and so we'll feature them next week. And then Wednesday, September 22nd, I believe these guys are from Tennessee. They're called Every Mother's Nightmare. And I believe they're like hard rock. So, again, really great people. And the music is awesome. And I found them just, like, I find a lot of this stuff just by trolling through fucking Facebook.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I end up stumbling upon these bands, and then I'm like, oh, they invite me to like their stuff, because I'll end up becoming friends with them, because I'm friends with like 30, 40 people they know, and I'm now in their circle or something. So they send me a thing that'll be like our page, And then I go to the artist page and then I look them up and I'm like, oh, well, these guys are really good. So,
yeah.
Okay, hell yeah, why not? So check out Every Mother's Nightmare. They're really great. Great music, fun. They look like a lot of fun. And so they're going to be on. They're from Tennessee, I believe. And then we've got Wednesday, September 29th. We've got Mike Borilla. He's a former quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Awesome.
So, again, we're being tied in with the NFL. This is the second time now we've had a former NFL player on our show. He's also an attorney, an author, and a playwright.
What?
Yes. And he has, check out his audiobook, Mark of the Beast.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, I believe it's like religious and sci-fi and some other stuff all kind of intertwined. It's really interesting. I started to check it out. So go check that out. And it's last name, so it's Mike, and then the last spelled B as in boy, O-R-Y-L-A. Just go check him out. He's going to be, like I said, Wednesday, September 29th. And see, this is the kind of show where you have the opportunity to actually announce some shit.
Right.
You have a little bit more time. You don't have to feel like you're pressured.
Right. You don't have to rush.
I'm going to ask some questions. Oh, my God. One of these days, my goal is to be able to take this show to a two-hour or possibly three-hour show where
that'd
we can
awesome.
Have a little more time to talk to our guests, to play music videos, not just from the bands that we have on that day, but from other people. Go ahead.
And you won't be annoyed with me going, one more question. One You'll more question. Right.
But if you would like to donate to Jenny, you'd like to see more of Jenny and China and Derek and the Muse and Silent Giggles and money. To get real global radio at gmail.com on PayPal.
Y'all check it out now, you hear?
Exactly. I can't help it. I love the best little whorehouse in Texas. God help me. I'm going to hell, but how can you pass up Dom DeLuise?
I know.
Charlie Parkin.
Is he still
and
alive? Is Dom DeLuise still alive?
No, no. He passed away a while ago. And Burt Reynolds is gone now. The only one still around is Dolly Parton. And even Jim Nabors. Oh, Jim Nabors was in it too. Jim Nabors is gone.
Wow.
The only one left, Dolly Parton, dude. Seriously. I mean, I don't know. Maybe some of the sub-actors or characters may be still alive. But out of the main characters,
Dolly Parton.
Only Dolly Parton. Really fucking sucks because...
Well, since you didn't ask, I'm going to tell you, I had an awesome time in Dollywood.
Oh, my God. Yes, that's right. You just came back from vacation.
I had a great time.
Did you ride rides? What happens? What do you do? What do you do when you go to fucking Dollywood? Do you just get to stare at a set of
rides. We did so much. We rode rides. We went to see her old house, but.
Oh, okay. That's in Tennessee, right?
We couldn't go any further because the road was like a dirt road. I mean, she was at the top of the mountain. I don't know how she got out of there to be a star. I don't know.
It's called a donkey carried her down a hill. I'm just kidding.
It was at the top of the hill, Jenny.
Ski chalet. You know how like you go those like little cars that ride down the cables when you're going skiing?
I guess.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know how she got out of there.
Just kidding.
Seriously, it was like the hill. It was
the hills
biggest
alive
hill I've
with
ever
kind
seen.
Of music.
Smoky Mountains.
Yeah, the hills are alive with the sound of music.
No joke.
And I'm not just talking about her tits.
Yeah.
How the hills are alive.
How old is Dolly now?
Oh, God, I don't want to even take a guess because she's one of my idols. Both movies and her music. I fucking love anything that woman does. She can do no wrong. You'll never, ever hear a fucking word of dirt about that woman.
Amen.
She gives to charity. She's a good person. She reads books to children. She has like a video series or whatever where she reads bedtime stories to little kids.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. One of the nicest human beings on the planet. And I don't see how anyone could say anything bad about that woman. I've never heard any dirt about her. I've never heard a bad word. I've never heard nothing. So she's all right in my book.
Yeah, she is. And we stayed at her cabin. She's got a cabins.
Okay.
In Smoky Mountain, Sevierville.
Cabins you can rent or something.
Yeah, and they're all her cabins. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to hit that shit on my way to your house.
I'm telling you.
When I go to Maine soon.
Yeah. You're going to have to pass through Tennessee, right?
I'm sure. But first off, goddammit, it's the fucking Grand Canyon, because I've never seen that
before. Oh, I've never seen that either.
There's very specific things that I want to hit along the way.
Yeah.
You know. The cat with us. I'm bringing my pussy.
You're bringing the cat?
Oh, yes. Yes, my cat. Yes, I'm bringing my cat.
So you're a cat lady?
Anyway.
You're a cat lady?
Okay, I prefer dogs.
Oh.
But dogs require more attention.
You're right.
And more money.
Right.
And I have neither of those right now.
Right. You're right.
Maybe when I'm back in Maine, that will be a different story. But for right now, I live in a fucking RV in the hood. And I can't have a damn dog here, because I don't want a dog to suffer with the heat in a fucking tin can. And it's not like I could take the dog with me to work or some shit. So I'm just going to leave it alone.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Unless make it a service dog or some shit, which I guess I could pull the whole "it's an emotional support pet" bullshit, you know, because I have bipolar disorder and anxiety disorder and PTSD and seasonal affective disorder and possibly borderline personality disorder. What? Who are you talking to?
Oh, wait, sorry. Talking to me?
You talking to me? The voice is in my head. I'm just kidding. Real quick, shout out. Come out to our show. Speaking of shows, Saturday, October 9th, we are hosting our own very own show, Get Real Global Productions, at the Universal Bar and Grill in North Hollywood, California, at 4093 Lankershim Boulevard in North Hollywood. So come on out. Shout out to owner Greg Beer, and go figure, he owns a bar and his last name's Beer.
Yeah, I love it.
It's spelled B I E R, but it's still pronounced Beer. No, it's B I E R. I shit you not. It just happens to sound like beer, beer, you know. So but he owns the bar, and I just thought that was fucking hilarious. But he's a musician also, and so he appreciates and really helps us out, and he's a good guy, and we love him for that. And huge thanks always to Universal Bar and Grill. We got our start there. We did our first show there October 24th of 2018? Yeah, 2018. So we have been doing concerts almost officially 3 years now. Fucking COVID kind of erased about a good year of our slate, which fucking pisses me off. But it is what it is. But come out, like I said, Saturday, October 9th. We're going to have a great lineup. Doors open at 7, and it's only $10 to see four incredible bands. And these are like cover bands, but like there's one cover and then three tribute bands. And who doesn't love a good tribute band?
Love them.
So at 8 o'clock, we have our rock. They do rock covers. We have the Paul Collins Band. They play a lot of really popular rock covers. Then at 9 p.m., and these are 45-minute sets, so you definitely get your fucking money's worth. 9 p.m., we have Black Daze, D-A-Z-E. They are the ultimate Soundgarden tribute. So can't wait to see them there. I've heard they're fucking incredible. And I can't wait for them to play my show. So like I said, 9 p.m., Black Daze is going to play. And then 10 p.m., my band that I manage and honored to manage, Jane's Addicted, which is a female-fronted Jane's Addiction tribute, plays at 10 p.m. So make sure you're down there for all these amazing bands. And one last, the headliner. Come see our very own, we manage them through Get Real Global Artist Management, Black Sabbatha. Female fronted Black Sabbath tribute. Come check out Nefarious, aka Don Merlot. Come see the lead singer, Lisa O'Neill. Come check out Jimmy Stillcox and the man with the plan, Jim Manzo. He is one of the hardest working people in the music industry. Black Sabbatha has opened recently in June for Led Zeppelin. That is one of the most world famous Led Zeppelin tributes. Wow. So come see them online at 11 p.m. Going to play a whole hour. So from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m., we're going to be rocking out to all the classics, the Aussie classics of Black Sabbath when he was the lead singer. So come down. I might be dancing around like a fairy because I manage them and I dance around with Nefarious, literally with fairy wings on, and I dance around.
Oh, my God.
I make a big ass of myself. But come down to the Universal Bar and Grill. Tell me $10. Like $10. Get you in the door. And the money goes to pay the sound guy. And it goes to give some money to each of the bands. So please come down to support. The money, we're not the type of promoter where we're going to take all the money and run. We want to make sure that the bands are happy, that they get a piece of the pie, they get something out of it. It's not no pay to play, that they're not just there to play and get nothing out of it. Their hard work will be for something. Even if it just pays for their fucking gas, whatever. If enough people come down and pay to see them at the door, you just say, if you're there to see the Paul Collins Band, say the Paul Collins Band. If you're there to see Black Days, say Black Days. If you're there to see Black Sabbatha, if you're there to see Jane's Addicted, just say the name of the band. We will mark it down under that band's name so they get credit for the sale, and they will get a piece of the pie. And then the sound guy will be happy because the sound guy will have money in his pocket. So come on down. Support amazing local music to the LA scene. All of these are LA based bands or Valley based bands. So come support local music. We're going to see you next week with the Gun and Whiskey Club. We're going to be back. Jenny and the Muse. Check us out. Check me out. Jennifer DeVoe Muse or Jenny and the Muse. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Check out Chyna Myers, author, radio host, and producer. Check out Derek Webb, who is our health segment. He wasn't here this week, but still, health segment and fitness trainer. He is an actor. He's in all kinds of movies now, tons of movies. His career is blowing up like a motherfucker. And check out all of his interviews. He's getting interviewed by everybody and anybody. He's getting publications going after him. But come back next Wednesday, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific time, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern time on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 on Facebook. See the video. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Peace out. Till next week.
Peace out.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.